chances are you've heard of many, many self words. These self-esteem, self-compassion, self-acceptance, self-respect, self-confidence, self-love, self-care, and so on. There are so many words to describe how we feel about ourselves, how we think about ourselves, and how we act towards ourselves. It's understandable if they all start to blend together for you. However, they are indeed different concepts with unique meanings, findings, and purposes. This afternoon, we talk about self-worth with Sister Apa Maryam Mia, bereavement counselor. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, please forgive me. I just had to bury now a good friend of mine, Sabira Mackenzie. She, you know, accepted Islam about 2 years ago. She was the head and curator of the military museum for many years, and alhamdulillah she embraced Islam, and then today, you know, suddenly she passed away. But alhamdulillah, we enjoy, we take, she was buried as a Mohmin, and she was on her a very, very, someone in her 60s, but very, very keen about Islam and wanted to learn more and more about Islam, and that alhamdulillah we managed with the family to just, you know, convince them that this was her wishes. So I'm just a little understanding, processing her passing, but alhamdulillah at least, you know, she passed away as a Mohmin.
Subhanallah, inspiring story in its own right. May Allah reward all those who have been part of it, forgive the marhuma, and elevate her stages in Jannah. Coming to our topic for this afternoon, what is self-worth? You know, what is self-worth and how do we define it?
So, Maulana, self-worth is something internal. How you see yourself, your attitude towards yourself, your purpose, and also your self-worth is very much aligned to your value system. What is your value system in life? So now, what is self-esteem? Because then the next question is, this is my self-worth, then what is self-esteem? Self-esteem is extrinsic. It's outside. Your self-esteem is linked to your achievements, to your successes in life. Maybe you graduated, now you are top in your career, you've been promoted, you're a CEO of the company. That then builds your self-esteem because it is linked to your success achievement. You've matriculated, you've got 7 A's, you've been accepted for medicine. So that is all linked because that is all your extrinsic or external successes. Whereas your self-worth is your internal. How you view yourself. What are your value system? Very much aligned. That is why, but alhamdulillah, as Muslims, that is why we must have a good dini value system, because that value system is going to define who we are and our wealth. So there are theories, psychological theories about how you have your self-worth. But as a Muslim, as a believer, the focus should be, your value system should be, how can I serve deen? Number one, how I follow deen, that's my value system. I follow my deen, I follow the sunnah, that's my value system. But aligning with that, every person's responsibility is to be a da'i. I just spoke about Sabira Sandy, and it was through our actions of doing dawah work that she embraced Islam and Kendi. So that's our self-worth. You feel good now, as I've just mentioned, I feel good she died as a believer. That's my self-worth because it was aligned to my system. So in your values, have a value that Allah, let me serve deen. Do my dawah work, serve deen in all capacities, serve humanity, and serve society positively. How can I make a positive impact on society? That will be your self-worth. In serving deen, in serving Allah, and in serving humanity, your self-worth will increase for yourself as a human being, but increase also in the eyes of Allah for you and in the eyes of humanity. So align your self-worth as a believer differently. Yes, the psychological books are going to tell you differently. Have your value, see this, make time for yourself, care for yourself, learn to say no. That comes there. It tells you, if you read all the psychological books, it will say, at a time you must learn to say no. But remember, Allah sends, if somebody comes to me for help now and say there's a ghusl, come in, do the ghusl, or you need to do bereavement counseling, Allah has sent that person. It's my opportunity for dua. It's my opportunity for something in my life to become easier by helping somebody. Because what we need of people's goodness, people's dua in that. So yes, at a time if you're swamped and you can't manage, it's not don't say no. Say at this moment, I don't have the time to do this, but I can assist you maybe in 2 hours, in 3 hours, in that. But don't give an unconditional blanket no. Because in Islam, we can't do that. We're losing rewards. It's about us. Helping somebody is not about helping them. Allah is using you as a means to help somebody so that something becomes easier in your life. So please, when you are busy and swamped and feeling overwhelmed that you can't do something, don't say blanket no, unconditional no. Make it a conditional to say, Maaf, at this moment, I'm not able to help you because I have these various commitments. But inshallah, the earliest I can help you is this time. Will this be okay for you? Or let me know which other time. So yes, they tell you, take care of yourself. You should. Your body is in amanat. You need to, part of self-worth is to eat well. Have a good diet, eat nutritional food, eat food of value, eat sunnah food because your body is in amanat. Taking part, hygiene, taharul, misful iman, that to be clean is part of iman. So yes, take care of your body. You want to relax, go for pedicure, whatever it is, manicure, look after your nails, do this. That's all fine. Take care of your body because it's an amanat. Self-care is that word there, but align it because I'm becoming a Muslim in terms of this is part of my being cleanliness and my amata to look after my body. I'm eating healthy, I'm exercising, I'm doing this. This is all part of the Western concept of self-care, but look at it in a framework of our deen. Inshallah, you'll earn reward in that way.
Certainly. So when you talk about aligning it, you know, and we talk about, you know, defining one's self-worth, is it a process of a person sitting down and choosing a certain value system, certain things, you know, based on the Quran and the Sunnah for us as Muslims, and then aligning that and that becoming our self-worth, you know, how is it determined?
Absolutely. As you said, you need to have your moral, we all have our internal moral compass. Our nafs that's going to guide us. Our self is going to guide us. Right? So your moral compass is going to be there. You need to know what's important to you. What is your value system? What are your norms and your values in terms of what you want to do? You are compassionate. I need to be a compassionate person. I need to be a kind person. I need to be truthful no matter what happens. I will not say a lie. Even if it means it's going to be a issue that I did something wrong by that, but I will not cover it up with a lie because the truth never expires. You know, you need to have a certain value system, and that in my business dealings, I will always be honest. You know, these are universal concepts irrespective of that, but it's really, really, these are exemplary in deen. So that is your self-worth. It's aligned to your value system because that's how you see yourself. It's aligned to who you are and your value system and the direction. What is your worth in life? And I always tell people in terms of bereavement counseling, when you lose a loved one, somebody close to you, and then you feel you don't want to go on life, you just wake up and you eat for the sake of eating and you just sing out to the days. But no, then you need to look at yourself and say, why is Allah still keeping me in this earth? What do I still need to contribute positively in my deen, in my life, to my society, to my community? Because your journey is not yet ended. And that is also a good time to sit and reflect on your self-worth. What is my worth as a human being still in this world? What do I have to accomplish in this world to leave a legacy behind? What will be my sadqa jariyah? So also Islamically, your self-worth is linked to your sadqa jariyah. What is your legacy that once you're gone, what have you contributed to society that will continue be your sadqa jariyah? So that's something else that we need to factor in when you're considering your value system, and that from an Islamic perspective.
Certainly. Now, you know, what are the ways to positively improve the idea of our own self-worth?
So, also what we need to do is, important of your self-worth is also to align your people. You know, they say that you need to align yourself with pious people who, when you see them, you remember Allah, and that our pious predecessors, elders also tell us. So that's why I say, you need to see this also, align yourself with people who are positive in life, who serve society, who are compassionate in that, because that will help you see a value base in seeing yourself as a positive person. If, and also, you know, every day on our phones, on social media, on the news and that, we always see tragedy, especially from now. Yes, there's oppression in the world, there's difficulties, a hardship in that. But if we become consumed in this, we're going to then lose hope. And as believers, we can't lose hope. So we also need to search for good news stories. Search for good news stories and see how you can emulate those. Surround yourself with people who have positive energy, who are positive about life. Yes, life is full of challenges. Everybody has their challenges. That's our tribulation. But it's how we uncover them, overcome them, will give us endurance. And also, the outcome then becomes positive. So you need to search the good news stories, emulate them, surround yourself with good, positive people who give off positive energy, who engage in positive actions and favorable actions. So one of the ways I'm doing this is to be in that company of positivity.
Certainly. Jazakumullah khair. We appreciate the insight. May Allah reward you abundantly and also grant the marhuma elevated stages in Jannah and use us all to impact on people in a positive manner.
Shukran Maulana, and I was so grateful for this opportunity because our beloved Marhum Sabira didn't know many people in terms of in the Muslim community. So Alhamdulillah, now that we've provided her with this platform, Alhamdulillah, she's going to get the three kuls and the reward from all those who are listening. So Alhamdulillah, this just came at a beautiful time that Allah planned us. So shukar for allowing me this platform to share in her so that more people can just send for her reading of three quotes. Jazakallah so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.